I'm Brian Tetta, executive producer of The View. It's Wednesday, and I'm here with Joy Behar. This is Behind the Table. Happy New Year, Joy.
Same to you.
It's great to have you here. We had a great show today. We're coming back hot for 2024.
We had Chris Christie on today, who's, you know, I'm his biggest fan all of a sudden.
This is shocking to me. In the past, let's say you've had a complicated relationship.
Well, I did a roast one time for Brendan Byrne, mm-hmm. who was the governor of New Jersey in another life, and Christie was a member on the dais. He didn't realize that when you do a roast, everyone on the dais is also open season.
Yes.
Okay? So I did many jokes about him. But it was right after that debacle with the George Washington Bridge.
Yes.
And so I was not his friend. But today, I'm his friend because if an enemy of my enemy is my friend.
You are very consistent about this fact. There are people that you have not been a fan of over the years, but when they turn in the public interest, you're on board with them.
That's correct.
Yeah.
If you hate Trump, mm-hmm. I don't hate anybody, but
no.
I mean, I know him from another life when he was pro-choice, when he was not such a dictator mm-hmm. and such a, you know, a criminal. In fact, I went to his wedding to Marla.
Marla, yeah.
I like Marla and I like her daughter. They're nice people.
Mm-hmm.
But he turned into some kind of a crazy sociopath. And so I believe in democracy. I believe he will destroy the country. So anybody who has now seen the light, such as Chris Christie, is now... I'm on their side.
It's funny because a lot of times I'll be on the internet looking at stuff and I'll see like someone will think they found the inside of Capone's vault. It's a photo of Joy laughing with Donald Trump. Look, they used to love him. They only turned on him because of their politics.
But first of all, I never loved him.
Right.
It's not like you, who I love.
Oh, thank you, Joy.
You're welcome. But I mean, I don't love him. I mm-hmm. never loved.
Yeah.
But he was a New York character in those days. Trump just wanted to make money. And somehow I think he thought that if he became president, he would make money.
Yeah, he was a character and a caricature, really. Yeah,
but look at the hole he's dug for himself now. He's going to be in an orange suit pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, but you're consistent about this. You know, you've embraced, I mean, Mitt Romney's the one that comes to mind because I used to watch the show back when he was running.
Right.
You were not a fan of Mitt Romney.
No.
Now he's another one fighting for democracy.
That's right. And Liz Cheney,
Liz Cheney,
coming on next Wednesday.
Liz Cheney, breaking news, coming on the show next Wednesday.
Yeah.
But you're excited about that.
I mean, Liz Cheney voted with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
With Trump, 93% of the time, I understand.
Yeah.
I forgive her.
There you go.
I forgive her. I will not vote for her for president or,
right.
you know, for anything, basically, because I don't agree with her politics.
Mm-hmm. But you have a respect.
But I have tremendous respect for someone who put her career on the line and paid the price because she did what was right.
Absolutely.
Very important.
All right. So this is all really interesting, I think. And then you asked Chris Christie today what he would do if it was Biden versus Trump. And he said he wouldn't vote for either. This has come up on the show before because Alyssa's talked about writing somebody in.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a chicken's way out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, you're voting for democracy or dictatorship. You're not voting for we're not voting for Democrat versus Republican anymore
mm-hmm.
if Trump is running.
Right.
So I thought it was a cop out.
Okay. That's interesting.
And I told him so.
Yeah. I have no problem with that. All right. So Christie also said that he has no doubt that Trump will lose in a general election. Now, that's something. How do you feel about it? Do you agree? Do you have no doubt or do you have fear?
I have doubt. And I don't have doubt because I think the American people en masse probably will vote against him. But we have the Electoral College, which basically determines what, you know, a Republican hasn't won the general election in a couple of generations. They win the Electoral College. That's not American.
You actually, over our break, made a lot of news by tweeting something similar to this. You tweeted. You were talking to Joe Walsh, and you said something along the lines of that we need to...
The law has
to take him because the ballot box, you can't trust it because of third party and electoral college and things like that. And the right went crazy with this because you were saying, like, you can't trust the ballot box. This is what they want. They want to cheat. They don't want this.
No. Yeah. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying
that
I'm not cheating. It's the system that's geared towards Republicans.
Right. So you just think you'd have to press every moment you can.
Yeah.
To do what the law requires.
I mean, if this country were run as a true democracy,
mm-hmm.
I think you would not have an electoral college. I think you would have, you know, the one vote for per person.
Do you think that'll ever happen?
No. Because it depends on who's in charge. If the Democrats are in charge and they won because of the electoral college, they're not going to vote against it. And the same thing happens with the Republicans.
Right. It's kind of like campaign finance reform. Nobody wants to change it when they're in power.
Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's interesting. The other question you asked, Christy, that I really thought was good was you asked why Republicans can't give Biden credit for his accomplishments. What did you think of his answer to that?
Well, he's always going to be a Republican. Mm-hmm. I said to him off camera, I said, why don't you just say you're not going to vote for him because he's a Democrat, period. Because, okay, you know, you can always pick out small things that any president hasn't done correctly. You know, right. but overall, and, you know, I believe that the only problem they have with Biden is his age. I don't think that people who are looking at him think that he's an upstanding, he's a moral guy, he has empathy, he's had tragedy in his life, he feels for people, and he's doing a lot for the country. And yet, you cannot bring yourself to vote for him because you're a Republican and he's a Democrat. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
So that's why you need to have independence in these type of races, because people will vote with the party.
Right. Now, yesterday on the podcast, Alyssa was here, and she said that she feels really strongly Christie should drop out. She said something similar to him today.
Yes, she did.
On the show. Do you agree?
No. I think that he is the voice of reason. I think that he is appealing for what he's saying about Trump, which is the truth. When we say it, a bunch of liberals... No one, all the liberals applaud, but everybody else is like, oh, it's just those women on The View. When somebody who's a Republican says it,
right,
a lot of people take notice. There are Republicans out there who are skeeved, as mm-hmm. we say in Brooklyn. They find it skeevy to vote for Trump, and he is giving them a way out.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. I mean, a lot of times, anytime someone speaks out about Trump, they're not a real Republican. In the eyes of
but
the
But he wasn't. He is a good but real Republican.
Chris Christie's a Republican.
If he wasn't a real Republican, I wouldn't have turned on him in the old days.
Exactly. Alyssa also said she was supporting Nikki Haley and that she's at least not a threat to our democracy if she wins. I heard you guys talking off camera, and you kind of agree with that she's not a threat to democracy.
She's not. I don't believe she is.
Yeah.
I think that she's a weak candidate. Mm-hmm. I don't think that she has very strong principles about anything. I don't trust her.
Right.
But I also don't think that anybody... Listen, I've been on this planet for like a long time now, and I've seen Republicans in office. They're not out to destroy the country.
No.
This guy is out to destroy the country, to save his behind. And I don't think that she's in that position. I thought it was interesting what he said, though, which I've heard before from him, that she and DeSantis are really running for 2028.
Yeah.
Not now.
And then,
that they're setting up the bowling pins now.
The vice presidency as being appealing to Nikki is what he implied.
Why would she want to be the vice president to that creep?
You're a heartbeat away, I guess, is the reason. And you're setting up yourself for the next run.
Well, that's true.
We had talked about Nikki Haley's Civil War gaffe quite a bit yesterday.
Yeah,
What do you make of that? Do you think, so Christie said that he doesn't believe that she's racist.
I thought it was a craven answer.
Mm-hmm.
It was an answer that was to get her elected. And it wasn't an answer that was truthful. And that's why the next day she doubled down vehemently, because she saw it was a stupid idea to say that.
I think you're right. We'll be right back after this.
This is Sunny Hostin. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/view. Just go to Indeed.com/view right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/view. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Shopify. Ready to make the smartest choice for your business? Say hello to Shopify, the global commerce platform that makes selling a breeze. Whether you're starting your online shop, opening your first physical store, or hitting a million orders, Shopify is your growth partner. Sell everywhere with Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. Turn browsers into buyers with Shopify's best converting checkout, 36% better than other platforms. Effortlessly sell more with Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Did you know Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and supports global brands like Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen? Join millions of successful entrepreneurs across 175 countries backed by Shopify's extensive support and help resources. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Start your success story today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/view. Put it all in lowercase. Go to shopify.com/view now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/view.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, let's go back to lighter times. Let's go back to holiday break. Now, okay. You were off a week before we went on break.
I had COVID.
You had COVID for the first time. Now, I thought you were immune.
Everybody, I thought so too. That's the hubris and the arrogance of me.
Yes.
That I thought, I'm not going to get this. Mm-hmm. So, Steve, we went to wakes. My aunt Julie, who was 94, passed away.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
We went to a wake. Then we went to another wake. A friend of mine's brother died unexpectedly, not old.
You 50s. Talked about it on the podcast. People were kissing you.
They were kissing. Well, that's what Italians do. Yeah. They do that at wakes and weddings. They're constantly kissing you.
Mm-hmm.
And all these cousins of mine have now trained their children to do that. So they're all. So my daughter's like, "Don't kiss me." She knew better.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kissing them, and he was in the room. I didn't pick it up there. He got COVID at the wakes, and then I drove out to the country with him, and I got it from him.
You're in the car that long.
Yeah.
It's hard not to.
Yeah. I was also testing negative for about 3 days. And then my son-in-law, who's a physician assistant, he came over and stuck that thing up my nose high.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it came out positive.
Oh.
So now I feel a little tired from all of that.
Oh, well, you can't tell it from your on-air performance. But
no, but everybody can rally for an hour.
No, but it's funny because you actually, despite how long you've been doing this, when you're away for a little bit, you missed the show in a way that you're like eager to come back sometimes.
You know, I love the staff.
Yes.
And I love my friends and everybody I'm working with. I really do.
Yeah.
Everybody's great. And so I would miss that.
Yeah.
But it was a pleasure for 3 weeks to listen to the news, read the newspaper, and not have to talk about it.
Right. But you did watch the show because I heard from you quite a bit. You had notes.
I gave you notes.
Lots of notes, which we're dealing with. But
are you actually taking my notes?
I'm taking some of the notes, about half the notes I'm taking.
All right.
So that's something.
That's good.
As you've mentioned before, you have a keen producer eye. I think you're smart.
I do. I've been here so many years.
Absolutely. But the fact that I'm in Disney World with my family and like I'm looking down, I'm waiting online to go on Space Mountain, and I've got lots of notes from Joy coming through here on December 23rd. But you watch the show, which is something that I'm kind of surprised you do.
Well, as long as I'm not on it, I'll watch it. If I watch it when I'm on, I'll say, oh, look at you. So I'm negative when I watch myself, so I don't watch it.
Well, you're pretty negative when you're watching other people, too.
Well, no. Then I can be objective. I can't be objective when I'm on it.
Yeah, it wasn't host performance. It was more producing.
It's about times. I want more time to do the hot topics.
We all want more time. We all want more time.
This is the – what. Look, let's not get into it.
Okay. But I will say that the time of the show, and I hear this from fans, too.
Well, there's too many commercials.
Listen, we got to pay the bills, and we got 36 minutes of show. So if you guys have a nine-minute first topic.
You don't have 9 minutes. You have 7 minutes.
We usually have seven. We had 8.5 today. But if we have more time, then we go over. That's the thing. The interesting thing for me, like the perfect show for me, is something similar to today, where we have a big guest that can go multiple segments.
Yeah.
and have time for hot topics.
Loved it.
Right. If we have too many guests, sometimes it gets problematic. If we have,
and where you and I run into trouble sometimes is I like a topic that's female oriented. We have a female audience.
We started with abortion today.
I know that, but that's not what you wanted to do. I pushed it.
Yes, you did push it. It's not that I didn't want to do it. It's just I
you felt the other topic was more relevant, but I don't agree with that.
Yes.
I think that anything that that refers to women is where we should be at. That's our show.
That's the show. I agree with you 100%. And I also think the other part of it is I feel like it's important that the five of you all are engaged on it and have something to say.
Yes,
so that's
that
part
helps.
Of it. And so the other one we were talking about, three or four of you were very into and some were not. So
Right. That's
where we land. But it's interesting, I think. Those Hot Topics meetings are just an experience every day. All right. So you were tweeting a lot during the break. You were calling me. What riled you up the most over the last 2 weeks when you're watching the news?
The news?
Yeah.
The fact that there is no getting through to some people about what is going on. When the guy, I mean, we're at a point where this man, Trump,
mm-hmm.
I'll say his name. I'm not really of that school.
Right.
Oh, his name is really Drumpf, by the way. It's not Trump.
I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
But from the Giddy app, mm-hmm. when the guy says that they're raping women and coming in from Mexico, right there, when he makes fun of handicapped people, when mm-hmm. he makes fun of Gold Star people, when he makes fun of John McCain, who was a good guy,
mm-hmm.
When he now is calling certain people vermin,
yes.
when he's now talking about raping women and how grabbing them by their genitalia and how immigrants are poisoning the blood. After all that, they still like him. That makes me crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you need? It's like almost like a battered person who just keeps saying, well, he didn't mean it. Well, it's okay. He's good. I have to stay here because he's my only choice. I can't believe that people still think like that. That's what riles me up the most.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're coming into an election year, which is always... You've been through a bunch of them here at The View, and it's always the most exciting time to be at The View, I think. And do you enjoy this kind of season, or is it just
if we
too
can
stressful?
Get a politician of both stripes on at least once, maybe twice a week, the way we did today,
mm-hmm.
I love the show.
Yeah.
I love the show because I don't feel like people need to hear my opinion so much as now as they need to hear from somebody like Christie, or they need to hear from Romney. Get Romney on.
We'd love to have Romney
on. We're going to have Liz Cheney on next week.
Mm-hmm.
Put some Democrats on also, just to hear what they have to say.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd love to have the vice president back or the president.
Get Kamala back. For, mm-hmm. You know, she's now revving up to really go out there.
Yeah.
And show people that she is qualified to be president if something, God forbid, happened to Biden.
Well, I think everyone will come through because you guys have conversations that are just different than the conversations they have on other places and other shows. And
today, you see, I get along with these people.
Yeah.
In a one-on-one, and I had a lot of acrimony between me and Chris Christie.
Yes.
Now we're like best buds, as long as he sticks to the attacking Trump.
Mm-hmm. I saw you got his digits at the end of the show there.
What did I get?
You got his phone number
at the
end of the show.
He said, call me anytime.
Look at that.
Oh, my God. Life is funny, isn't it?
He'll be coming over for lasagna.
When I did that roast years ago, that was brutal. I said to him, don't you bully me. He tried to take my notes away.
I remember.
I said, don't bully me after mm-hmm. I did several jokes on him.
No,
but it was right after the George Washington Bridge thing.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not scared of you. I'm taking public transportation home.
He's been on the show several times. He didn't always leave happy.
He left happy today.
He left happy today.
Yeah.
But I think... Listen, the great thing is we can always have conversations at this show. I mean, you guys are willing to sit down with pretty much anybody.
Listen, we're not crazy women. People may not like us, but we're civilized human beings.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Joy. It is
always
an honor to have you here in the new year.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Sarah Haynes will be joining me, which is great.
I love Sarah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
And thank you for listening.
She's a ray of sunshine.
She's a ray of sunshine. We'll tell you
I like all the girls.
Isn't that nice?
All of them.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show, please follow us, rate us, review us, tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like. Hey, you know we made a list of the best podcasts of 2023?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, and what are they?
They're all really good podcasts and us. So how about that?
That's good.
Yeah, Paste Magazine. Who knew? All right, thank you, guys.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.